This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, December 24th. Well, it's been a fairly quiet week so far in cattle. We've chopped sideways, but we've held the gains. So we're at some swing highs that we've been hovering at for a good week and a half. And it's at some previous swing highs that are offering some resistance. But again, the market is holding together quite well. And it looks like we're going to wrap up this year on a fairly firm tone, which is a win for the cattle market. We were looking at the first quarter running into some trouble with a notable increase in beef production. Some of those cattle have been pulled forward, and that's, I think, going to relieve some of the pressure as we get into, in particular, the February time frame. We've seen that the retailer over the last few weeks has been had a very strong demand base as they prepared for more lockdowns and expected a run on the stores, which really did not happen. So they did find themselves long on beef, which is what kind of cratered the box beef values. But even considering that, 2-3 weeks straight of box beef taking a fairly big hit, that the cash markets have held together for the most part pretty well. We backed off $3 or $4, but not near to the degree that the drop in box beef values would have suggested. This tells us that the packers were willing to absorb a lot of that lost margin, and that they're preparing for, commitments as we get into the full kill weeks here in just a couple weeks, and they need to have some product around them. So that's encouraging. What we've seen so far this week on the Fed trade has been pretty limited. I would think that they would have had most of it done. If not, they're going to go into a short kill week next week anyway. But next week, we should see much more activity as they prepare for the first full week of January and a full kill week. But the Fed trade is sitting around 105, which is down 1 from last week. But it's equal with where we were a couple weeks ago. And it's only down 5 from pretty much the peak that we saw around late November, early December. Box beef values continue to erode after seeing a couple days of a bump. Yesterday was under some pressure again. We had the choice down 313 at 207, select down 166 at 198. The spread was down 146 at 962, movement 119 loads. So we've seen quite a drop in box beef values from the highs of around 244, again, right there too in late November, down to 207. That's a drop of about $37 in about a month, 3 weeks or so. And on the select, we topped out around 222. Right now we're sitting at 198, so a $24 drop there. So it's fairly significant. It's not unusual to see the cash markets decline in late December, but this has been a pretty big drop. And again, I think we had an unusual rally coming into late November, early December. So as we move forward, we're still looking at the first quarter probably to have a bit more beef production just than normal, as we try to even out the beef, the pattern from the heavy placements, the very skewed market that we had this year. We're finally getting past that, and we're going to start evening out. And we should be looking at a fairly notable drop in market-ready cattle as you get into the second quarter. Now, normally, you're going to see your highs in the beef market anywhere from mid-March to mid-April. It's probably going to stretch it out to mid-April this year, depending on how tight the numbers are. But placements were down fairly hard in October and November, and that's what's going to show up in the second quarter. So we do see more of a tighter supply-driven support to the market as we head into that April, May, June time window. And usually as you get into June and then through the summer, you start to see prices drop again. So probably we're looking toward the first half of that quarter rather than second half to see where those prices would be their strongest. But there does look like there's some better days ahead. Probably, considering the demand that's been supporting the market and the resiliency of the market, Perhaps we'll see the market just basically be sideways, maybe get a little dip in the February. But I think as you get into the March-April window, normally the seasonal would have us moving higher anyway, and you're going to be looking at tighter supplies, depending on the winter, of course. But so far, we've had a pretty mild winter, and that's been excellent for conversions, and that will also help pull those cattle forward so you don't have that bunching up and the bottlenecking in the February time window. So we could move through that window fairly safely if weather holds out, and so far it looks like it will, and it we don't see any massive issues on the horizon that would throw that a wrench into that. Now, we had a cold storage report out yesterday for beef stocks as of December 1st, 511 million pounds. That's up 2% over October, and it's up 7% over a year ago. When you look at the regional breakdown, it looks like it was in the southern plains that we saw the biggest increase in cold storage. I think that's just from the drought that was down there. We saw quite a bit of herd liquidation in the far southwest, and that's, I think, would explain why that was the region that saw the biggest jump in cold storage stocks. For pork stocks, as of DEES 1, 414 million pounds. That's down 7% from just a month ago. It's down 28% from last year. So it's been stellar. You know, we actually have about a 4 to 5% increase in pork production this year, and yet our cold storage is down 28%. That would show up in the exports, and a lot of those exports did go to China. So it's definitely had an impact in our market, and we were able to absorb a lot of that, even with the higher production. So that's kind of where we're at with the pork in the pork space. For chicken, 882 million pounds as of DEES 1, down 3% from last month and down 10% from a year ago. Export sales were also out yesterday. Beef sales at 13,200, continuing in a pretty disappointing performance on export sales. Japan took 2,700, South Korea 5,000, Mexico took 11,000. So this is about the fifth week in a row of some disappointing export sales. So, you know, we're not leaning on exports, obviously, to pull us out of a doldrum market here. And at least domestic demand is enough to support the market. Pork export sales at 39,700. Mexico took 18,000. Japan took 3,700. Canada and South Korea both took 2,700. And China canceled 6,100 tons, but then they turned around and bought 7,700s for next year. So they're just doing some swapping. And it was kind of a net loss of about 1,600 tons. So pork seems to be pretty well supported. Production here in the United States continues to increase, which is kind of keeping a lid on prices. But exports have continued to be a major factor in supporting the market. For beef, again, we've talked about that. I think that we're looking at a situation where we're probably going to see the markets just kind of top around for the first quarter, but then probably start to work its way higher into the second quarter. The feeder cattle index this morning was up 25 cents. We're sitting at 139.99. That value really has not budged in the last couple months. It's been very stable. And I think it's obviously keeping an eye on feed grain prices, which continue to ratchet higher. But the demand for calves, I think, to place into feedlots as you clear out the numbers and get even and more balanced, I think the demand is going to be consistent. Unless you just get something out of left field that throws a wrench into things. But as long as the live cattle stay fairly well supported, I look for the feeder cattle to perform that way as well. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.